Okay, in theory, we're live.
Woohoo!
And now I know my audio is working. Alright, welcome to Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. My name is Crash, I will be your DM for the evening, and I am joined by a bunch of fantastic people, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, and Cindy. And in our last session, everyone went home to Coomeridge, because Coomeridge is the happiest place on Earth now that they've dealt with the whole zombie issue. And you had a wonderful conversation with Fiddle Punch, where you revealed all the bad things that may or may not be your fault, that may or may not end the world as we know it, but hey, at least you feel fine. You were attacked by two black Abishai. I'm pronouncing their names wrong, I'm sure. You brutally destroyed one of them, and did non-lethal damage to the other, and captured it. And that's where the session ended. I am going to right-click on something because I need to adjust something here. There we go. All right. So we're going to time jump forward just a little bit. Go ahead and give yourself a long rest if you haven't already.
Oh, good. No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
That will help.
And to make a long story, an eight-hour long story, shorter than 8 hours, you don't gain a whole lot of information off the bat from the Black Abishai that you captured. Doesn't want to reveal a whole lot, not when the plans are currently in motion, and it's not really at a point where it can give you a lot of misleading information, so it's choosing the I will not be destroyed horribly by my dark god philosophy of just not saying anything. It is currently trapped in a small box that is attached to a foot pedal by a long metal rope that Fiddle Punch has sitting casually in the center of his dining room table. There is also a sign that is attached to the foot pedal that says, do not press under any circumstances. And there's another sign attached to that one that says, Sox, please tell Gox that this sign says, do not press the button.
Which Socks would have done.
A third sign that says, Socks, this also means you shouldn't press the button.
Socks will be upset because he read his mind.
So there are more signs than there are contraptions on the table, which is odd for a Tinker Gnome. Alright, so Fiddle Punch has, for this whole thing, also brought in his husband, Lucanidae, and another kobold came with him when Lucanidae came to visit. Lucanidae spends most of his time in the Orc lands because that's where all the fantastic-looking beetles and stuff are. He likes studying insects as his field of study.
Sorry.
And apparently a kobold that... Now, you remember seeing this kobold in the clan. He's from the Chipclaw, and like many Chipclaw, he's actually originally from Serene the Flying City, but was adopted in. But he is a green-skinned kobold who goes by the name of Kendrick.
Kendrick! Hello!
And then we all go silent.
Sorry,
am I that scary? Really?
No, everything just completely froze there.
Yeah. Sorry, I mean, I'm pretty scary.
Best card. Give it to me.
So, fun fact, Kendrick is another character that was created by Chris. So, that's why I was going to bring him.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, you're no longer all stuttering for me, so that's
awesome. Good.
What happened?
Zeely said hello to Kendrick, and Kendrick immediately ran away in fear right off the Discord, and then came back.
Yeah.
Kendrick is scared by a lot of things now. He just looks up at you. Hello, Zeely.
Gox waves. Hi.
So, what brings you here?
I'm with Master Lucanidae. He's been showing me some of his talents, and I've been assisting him with his research.
Is it fun?
I just got a big smile.
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
Today we got to see a T-Rex get skeletonized by a bunch of beetles in, what was it, 5 seconds?
Oh,
4.4.
Oh, yeah, 4.4.
How big were those beetles?
Oh, smaller than average. About twice as big as you.
Wow. Okay.
I totally talked over Kendrick, and I'm sorry.
I think it was just a case of they were both excited and they were doing it at the same time. He just said there was also a lot of them.
Yeah, they don't tend to swarm often, but when they do, it is a sight to behold. Oh, so much research data. It was incredible.
Okay, so you're having fun.
Indeed.
All right, well, to summarize and give my larynx a break, what takes place is basically a rundown of, we don't have the information, but we have some ideas of where you might be able to go to get information about what you may have just done to possibly cause the end of the world as we know it. So there's a few locations that you could go to. Nalith Academy is known for having an incredibly large amount of research material. Not a whole lot in regards to history, but some. And they have an entire department geared towards the preservation of books. So they do have a lot of copies of historical documents because they'd be brought there to be repaired. And this is also something that probably sparks the interest of Marwise, considering a recent self-inflicted accident to
very
a certain
much so.
Tome.
She's definitely perked up as soon as he started talking about restoring books.
So they might not have a whole lot of information, but what they have would be quite old and useful. Bahamut Temple Library is a place that you are familiar with already. However, you were being attacked by fiends before you knew anything was up when you were there. So it's possible they're already compromised and any books on the subject would have already been destroyed or stolen. So it's worth a shot, but you don't know how good a shot it is. However, you are known there and would be welcomed there. Serene, the Flying City, or the city formerly known as the Flying City because a dragon god took a chunk out of it and it crash-landed 10 years ago, is not quite rebuilt. They've got a while to go yet before that's going to happen, but they still have a massive library in the center of the city. The largest building in the city is the library. That has a lot of information, not necessarily specific to Circulus, the world that you're on now, but it could have information about Tiamat in general, because Tiamat isn't native to this world. Tiamat is one of the deities that sort of had her attention sort of leaned this way due to the actions of others. So that might be a shot. Also, there was a red dragon that had a sizable library of books from this world and others named Fred. Now, probably not his real name, but it's the name that he went by when he was encountering a previous band of adventurers who Fiddlepunch was also familiar with. This included Meepo, by the way. Meepo went on that particular adventure. Mm-hmm. Fred was killed. So Fred's dead. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he dropped dead. Quite literally, because he died from an impact from flying out of a tower. But never mind about that. And the library was mostly looted. So you could go two different places. One would be to go back to the tower to see if anything was missed, which is possible. The party that went there didn't have a lot of time to do searching. They had to leave in a hurry. So there might have been hidden chambers and whatnot that have more information. Most of the books that were looted were sold to the Idris family. Lord Idris purchased them with the idea that he would probably be reselling a lot of them to collectors. He had a few contacts, but he probably kept some of the more interesting ones for himself as well. So those are your possible options, but which way you go is really going to be up to you, because this is kind of your problem, and you should try to clean up your mess. Those words aren't said exactly, but there is the feeling that if you read between the lines, this is what they say.
Well, I have some experience regarding red dragons, but
you did kill a baby dragon.
And I'm wearing his armor. Or as armor. I'm wearing him.
Darn it, Crash.
Well, my vote's the Academy. I have to put my biases on up front, but that's not
this
the only reason.
Surprise face.
It's not the only reason.
My red dragon. Sorry.
it's not the only reason. The things we woke up came from a temple that's older than the Circulus Empire, and the Academy sounded like it was our best shot for documents going that far back.
Well, surely then we should be going to Serene, the Flying City, because they have possible information from other worlds where Tiamat is more likely to be known.
Let's split the party.
I kind of wonder. So, that old, before the, someone who actually is from this place, tell me something about history, something specific, by the way, not just a random history fact. Let's just head that off at the pass. The Empire, was that supposed to be the first big empire? What was up with the Empire? Tell me about that.
All the kobolds just look at the gnome.
They were incredibly narcissistic, had a party line that said that they were the only civilization, they were none older, and if they found any research that said otherwise, they destroyed it.
Ah, well then.
So if you've ever watched Stargate SU-1, they're the Ori. They're not very nice.
Watch the what now?
It's a really good TV show. You like it.
So,
and I get why the formerly Flying City is a good option, but the Academy would have, you know, this was a temple to Tiamat specifically from
exactly.
Before the Empire.
One kind of wonders if this isn't the first time these other gods have, you know, been active around here. If there was some prior time and then the Empire showed up, I don't know. I don't know much about this, as much about this place's history as one might think, considering...
If there was... Okay, so the temple did exist, so there was a time when those gods were in this world. And then the Empire deleted or erased most of that information. The Academy would be the best chance at finding that information as it relates to this world, whereas, correct, Sox is correct, the Flying City would probably have more comprehensive information on just Tiamat on her own.
So I'm wondering, we might not need just information on what's been happening here, but if we can go to the formerly Flying City, they might have information on, say, clerics or such that disappeared?
I mean, I hate to say it, because it always ends so well. But so they may be right in that maybe we should split up.
Because if Tiamat was active here once before, well, there might be old historical records from other worlds of, say...
Crazy dragon trying to take over the world?
I mean, that or, you know, them, her minions going from one world to another.
And in fairness, out of everyone on Circulus, we are the group that were part of the group that stopped the crazy dragon trying to take over the world. So, we are qualified for this.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, excellent.
I think we should go to the Academy first. And here's why. We can safely assume that Tiamat is a crazy dragon god. Right? Crazy dragon god? Crazy dragon god? Crazy dragon god?
Yep.
There are some accounts that say that she's more of a devil or a demon, but I can see the point.
So, what we specifically need to know is where her cults and her, where to look for the stuff that she would have been involved in the last time she was here. Because if I were a crazy demon god, a dragon god, who came back to a world after a couple thousand years, I'd start with the places that I used to hang out in.
I mean, it's
they say you can never go back.
Point.
So
they never played World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I think we should go to the Academy and find out where Tiamat and her cult used to hang out the last time they were here. And then we can go find out more information about what she's been up to in the meantime. Because I'm not sure gods experience time the same way that we'll do. And so, like, I'm not sure how much they change.
Kendrick just pops up. Based on planar changes? No, time on different planes works differently.
So, Tiamat might have just set down this world for 5 minutes in her time while she looked at something else. And she would be intimately familiar with whatever she was doing the last time she was here. I apologize for the accent. I keep slipping into Ernie.
It's okay.
Okay, well, if we're going to the academy, that doesn't sound like a place where a lot of punching is required.
We'll say that. So,
I mean, I'm hoping on this one it's an academy.
But it's a what school. What if the cult of Tiamat has the same idea?
You're so going Ernie on this.
I kind of am.
That was good.
It's distracting, but I love it.
Sorry, Bert.
Oh, I just want to give you a hug.
I wish I could do a Bert voice because I'd want to yell at you about pigeons and bottle caps.
So I have a terrible, terrible thought question something.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know how there are other clans scattered about that are a bit more hostile to, you know, lots
there
of
people?
There
are a bunch of kobold clans that wiped out a dwarven town, yes.
Wasn't that the Chipclaws?
The Chipclaws came in afterwards as a sweep-up thing.
Anyway, we already kind of have one example of contact a local sorcerer and dragon-blooded sorcerer and try to get them to help out with things, and then there are potential basically, I think we should maybe also be trying to figure out if any dragons have been getting into contact with any other kobold clans.
I mean, I could do that.
So my assumption is when Sock says this, everyone just turns and looks right at him.
What? We've been here for what, 11 years? I've made friends, believe it or not.
Good job.
I could go around the clans, find out any information. I could do sneaky if required.
I could help with that.
So we're hunting books or we're going to talk to kobolds. Which one was it?
We haven't decided yet.
I didn't catch that.
We're still deciding.
Okay. All of this is going right over Gox's head. He has no idea what, you know, it's too much strategy and just talking and he's ready to go do stuff.
It's been a good 9 hours since Sox last got to stab something in the face with an axe, and he's starting to feel a little jumpy.
Yeah.
He's Gox, I'm Sox.
Whatever.
Anyway, I guess you are the very sneaky one, so you could probably do that, you know, recon and such. And that's probably even best if I start doing that, and there are other sorcerers about, we'll probably just end up fighting.
You don't want to burn people to the ground. Not unless they deserve it.
Which, we do have a tendency to find people who deserve it.
I was going to say, there's a wide that's gray fair. Area here that just allows you to burn everything.
That's fair.
Okay, so I'll do whatever the majority of the party decides is best, but it sounds like we're converging on the idea of most of us checking out the academy and Sox using his boots of speed and ridiculous stealth to contact other groups.
And find out if they're being poked at by dragons or other potential emissaries of Tiamat.
What's the worst that could happen?
May I join you at the Nihilith Academy? I have been wanting to visit there for quite some time.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I I also have an overdue book that I checked out of the library 30 years ago, and it might be better if Kendrick here returns it for me rather than I go there.
Oh, that makes lots of sense.
I'm used to being the fall guy at this point.
What? Oh. Who said anything about being a fall guy? I just, I've got lots of research to do. Yes.
Kendrick just looks at him.
Lots of research. I talked about every of you. I'm sorry.
Kendrick just looks at him. He knows
so
what
we're
he's doing.
Books then, right?
As long as you don't intend to shoot them with an arrow, yes.
I don't shoot things with arrows. I hit things with an axe.
Please that do is... not. Please do not use weapons on the books.
That doesn't actually ease anyone's fears at all.
So when do we go?
Well, considering Naileth Academy is a wizard school, they do have a teleportation circle that is kept active. I can send you there now.
Give me the...
Or I could let Zili do it if she wants to practice a new spell. That's okay, too.
Yes, yes. Give me the sigil sequence.
It's up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, start. But if you're sending more than one person, it's select start.
All right.
Economic world.
Yep.
We all show up somehow with 99 lives.
No, 99 hit points. For some of you, it's a boost. For some of you, you feel weaker.
Before we go, I'm going to hand this to Socks.
Oh, okay.
If I can find it.
This makes for great radio.
It does.
Oh, a yellow piece of parchment that written on it, it says, "Hi, I totally know Daldane."
It's her business card, and I love it.
Just in case you need it.
I'm sure if I go into any taverns where they have bards, this will be very helpful.
And naturally, Daldane is the only word that she's discovered how to write properly.
Right.
All right.
Well, smash cut to, like, 3 months later, we see Sox running frantically from the one town where Daldane managed to tick everyone off. There are torches and pitchforks.
Oh, no.
I didn't say we were friends.
I'd like to see them catch him.
Oh no, they don't catch Sox, but Sox might be chased out of town.
Well, I can head to the clans and find out what we get the underground knowledge, as it were.
Okay, well, stay safe because I think I'm going with them to the books, and I can't protect you.
If you're not fine. With.
Okay.
And I just lean over at Daldane. Does he not realize that I protect him a lot of the time?
I think that's probably true.
Okay. I keep my brother alive.
Of course.
And, you know, yourselves.
I have an amulet now. I'm going to be fine.
It's just an amulet. It doesn't actually do anything.
Well, now it is, because Sox looted everyone. That's why there was frantic typing happening earlier. So none of your items are magical anymore. They have all been replaced with reasonable facsimiles. Sox is going off to make a hefty profit.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You don't know what my stealth and sleight of hand rules are.
It could happen.
If you did that, I'm pretty sure Zili might actually murder you.
Hey, with a plus 15 to stealth, man, good luck.
So there are certain attacks where you don't necessarily need to be able to aim.
The amount of verisimilitude actually is fairly impressive for a kobold. All of our bags of holding have been replaced just with bags that have exactly 5 pounds of weight in them.
Zox has actually got a decent intellect, by the way.
Zox is doing the Indiana Jones, you know, bag of sand.
Zox opens up his bag, finds his 5 pounds of cheese, not upset at all.
Oh, that'll work too.
There was a lot of gold in here, but now I got cheese. That's good.
Zox is dexy and smart. He's not a puncher. He's not got like strength on him, but he's dexy and he's smart.
And has a very questionable set of morals. But in any case, you say your goodbyes and do the teleportation spell. I'm assuming Zeely's the one who wants to cast it.
Yes.
Okay. Fiddlepunch graciously allows you to do so, even though he spent a lot of time and energy making a teleportation circle that uses mechanical, not magical, means to work. He wanted to show off his prowess with you know, his tinkering abilities, but no, that's fine. Never mind that his teleportation circle only has an 87% success rate. But that's fine. That's fine.
We end up in a wall.
Or another plane of reality.
I can fix that.
Yeah, Kendrick can fix that. He's got planar shift. So
I got plane shift. I can fix that.
So now, after 11 years more, technically, Vex finally has a way to get home.
Except he's already home.
He's already home, and he's with me. Who went with?
He has a way to get back and then go home again.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know what I'm looking at. I think Zeely does too. She is teleport now, and the only reason she hasn't gone back to check on her old clan is because the Mountain Core is ticked as heck at her.
Probably the same reason that Lucanidae doesn't want to go and return that book. All right. So you are in a small chamber that is mostly just empty space with a teleportation circle in the middle. There is a small desk over to the side by a door. And there, as you regain your senses from the teleportation, you notice that there is a very startled young man that totally did not knock over the chair he was sitting in a little bit earlier.
Hello there!
I wave at him. Hi.
Hi. You look familiar. Have we met?
I don't know. Helped kill... Well, look. We helped kill Malathomax. Is that how you pronounce her name? I'm never...
I don't know who that is. But I guess they. I hope they were a bad person, because otherwise, I think I should be scared.
She was.
Oh, it was the big green dragon that was trying to take over everything.
Which one? Yeah.
The one we killed.
Oh,
one.
No, that's not where I know you from. I think we've met before.
Where though?
Tell me, nothing was on fire.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Does he look familiar? Does he look familiar?
Yes, he does.
Oh my goodness, it's Kevin.
Oh, we have met. Hi.
Oh, yeah,
we were on the train.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
I remember now.
Glad to see everything worked out well. I dried out eventually. That was good. Actually, wait. No, I didn't get wet. So that was a thing. You're the one who said you'd cut off things' heads.
Yeah, it works good, too.
That's how you know they're dead.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
I don't know how the latency is on your end, but on my end, we said that at the same time, and it's glorious. And my end's the one that's recording, so my end is the one that counts.
Awesome.
Well... we're here to research things and also to return a book. We didn't borrow the book, so it's not our fault that it is 30 years overdue. Okay?
Just if possible, I'd like to have a book prepared.
Oh, okay. I think we do that here. I kind of got apprenticed here because things happen around me, but mostly they just say that I should, you know, do things like man the desk and stuff and stay out of their way. I don't You're think they like me too much.
Things happen around you, yes.
Yeah.
I'll give you some sorcery tips before we leave.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
There you go.
They said I wasn't a sorcerer, but whatever. In any case, I got a list of things I'm supposed to do when people come to me. He starts pulling open desk drawers. He tosses out a bunch of things. There's some candy wrappers. There's at least 5 different fidget spinners.
Gox goes to play with one. Spinning a fidget spinner on the desk. Ooh, this is cool.
Oh, yeah. I love those. Check this out. And he spins one and lets go and just keeps spinning in the air. Here it is. Here's my list. So I have to say, welcome visitors and travelers to Nalith Academy. We hope that your stay is, advantageous to your studies and your yearning for knowledge is sated. The rest of this gets really, do you mind if I skip the first 3 pages?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. He's flips over 3 pages. Okay. So I've got to ask for your letters of recommendation.
Do we have those?
Oh, come on. Do we need letters of recommendation? I mean, there's the walking letter of recommendation.
Daldane,
is that last one in character?
Sure.
Okay, Daldane hands another "Hi, I totally know Daldane" business card over to Kevin and says, who's Daldane?"
That's Lou.
Oh, do you recommend them?
I do.
Okay, that counts, I guess. All right. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, and need to state your intentions. What your business?
We need to do research so that an evil old
historical
God
research.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Let's okay, go. So
and I am here. And I am here to carry heavy books.
Now hold on. I can't listen to all of you at once. I've got enough voices in my head as it is. Seriously. So, Kobold with the wings.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Zeely. You were saying something about preventing an evil what?
There are evil gods having plots again. It's nothing we haven't dealt with before, but...
Is it an evil god of this world, of another world, or a lower plane?
Can the person who knows religion tell me?
I've got 3 different checkboxes on this list, and I gotta know which one I'm supposed to check off, or they get upset.
I don't know the answer to that one. What if you check them all?
Okay.
I mean, you gotta be right on one of them. Check.
Yeah, Cindy got, not Cindy, there is no Cindy owning more wise. That's, 19 plus 6, so a 25. You know that, Tiamat is a being from the lower planes.
It's an evil god of the lower planes.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, so I'll check that one off. And you said research, historical research, so I'll check this one off. Any other business? Oh, returning a library book. I'll check that one off. There was one more.
I'm repairing here to carry heavy books. Oh, I'm repairing a book, yeah. Repairing that's
okay. So I'll check that one off. All right. There's membership fee, but you're visiting, not staying, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right, so we don't need to worry about that. So there's the visiting fee, which based on these items here, that's probably going to be about... And his eyes roll up into his head a little bit, not like he's having a seizure, but like he's thinking really hard or listening to something.
Uh-oh.
That'll be 25 gold per kobold.
Okay. And I go look
with
my
additional
bag
fees and services to be applied when services are rendered.
Luke Kennedy didn't give me any money.
I might have some. Are you sure? Okay.
But also out of character, I didn't catch how much I'm supposed to be paying because my connection did 25?
Yes.
Per kobold.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 5. Okay. I think I've successfully removed that amount of gold from my character sheet.
Okay. He asks you to sign a piece of paper.
Does the piece of paper have anything else on it?
Basically it covers... It's the paper that he was checking things off on. You see a very long list of items that you could have come here to do. There are no fewer than 20 boxes that involve researching to try to prevent an evil god from doing things.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't happen often, but it does happen often enough that they added it to the list. Something about not wanting to do more than one print run per century.
Silly signs.
Okay. I'm supposed to also say some terms and conditions and fees may apply. You should see a doctor before scrying anything larger than your head. And if death results, you should cease use immediately.
Good to know.
Okay. Enjoy your stay at Nalith Academy. May all of your research prove fruitful.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for helping us, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
No problem. I'll probably see you again in another cameo. Whatever that is.
Kevin's a bartender somewhere, Salk says.
Except Kevin doesn't know how to make any drinks, so he has to only rely on the voices in his head telling him how to do it.
Salk shows his card and Kevin says, "Hey, I've got one of those too."
Where'd you get that? Oh, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What? That's Kevin's secret. He's omnipresent, and the voices in his head are just other versions of Kevin.
Oh, no.
But none of the Kevins have realized this. Drinks. Yep. You know what? I just made that up. But
that's a fantastic idea for a character, though, yeah.
I'm going to say that's canon. Kevin is the Omni character. He is everywhere. All right. So you are allowed in with additional paperwork. You each have a shiny badge that you are expected to wear at all times so that they know that you are visitors and not ransackers. Mm-hmm. Not that ransackers get very far in here. And imagine, if you will, the lobby of a high-rise office building. That's kind of what you step into. You're not in the elevator yet. there are a few people wandering around, not so much on this floor. There is someone behind a counter that is near the far end with a sign over their head that says information.
I'll take the book over there very quick.
Okay. Well, hello. What can I do for you?
Hello. I am looking to return a book that my master told me to come return. He took it out 30 years ago.
Yes, usually when an apprentice is returning a book, that's what's taken place. May I see?
I hand him the book.
Okay. The young lady who is manning this particular booth takes out a wand. She waves it over the book and says a command word and says, "Ah, yes, 36 years, actually. All right.
Oh, no.
Well, this wasn't your book. That also was revealed with the little scrying that I just did. So, no, not blaming you at all. You did everything that was needed of you. Thank you so much. We will send the bill to Master Lucanide's place of residence, shall we say. And she pulls out a piece of paper, waves a different wand over it. It folds into a paper airplane and flies away.
That's handy. Thank you for your time. You've been most helpful.
Oh, no. Thank you. You have been incredibly helpful. And will you be returning back to Master Lucanide by, say, sunset today?
That is still yet to be determined. But if I am, I can pass something on for you.
I can just teleport once a day.
Well, then you probably won't need the earplugs.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. Thank you very much. Oh, naturally.
I do have two more questions. One, where's the library? Is particularly the history section, the older the history, the better. And two, I have a book that was damaged that I'm interested in getting restored.
Well, I'll answer those in reverse order. Book repair is mostly done on the fifth floor. As for the other question, it really depends on what you want to research. Which library would you like to visit?
There's more than one?
Oh, we're mostly libraries on those floors. We are Nidith Academy.
So which library would have the information on religions predating the Circulus Empire?
That would be floors 87 through 93. Which religion?
I'll explain this. So we kind of found an altar to Tiamat that predates it. And I mean the Circulus Empire, not itself. That would involve time magic, probably.
That would be the altar to a time god.
Yes.
Well, that would actually narrow it down to just floor 93.
Anyway, we need to find out what Tiamat might have been doing then so we can find out what she might be trying to do now.
Okay, give me a moment here. And she pulls out a book and flips through. From your perspective, she just flips through to a random page. Doesn't spend any time looking through. Just flips to a random page and says, okay, looks like you are going to want floor 88, section T. What a wonderful coincidence. We don't tend to name the sections alphabetically by subject matter. So, you know, go figure.
Hmm. Okay.
Anything else I can help you with?
I don't know.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think that's everything. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your stay at Nidith Academy.
Thanks.
Oh, and don't forget, if you are still in the academy during sunset, the badges will explode. Have a wonderful day.
Wait, what?
Bye.
Hey,
the elevator door is closed behind her.
And I can only teleport once per day.
If I can get us to a tree, I can get us home.
A tree?
Okay. Huh. Now, so how do we? The girl from Ipanema playing as you're in the elevator. Which floor would you like to go to?
Research first.
Research time.
Or should we drop off the book for repair first?
Yeah, Merowise doesn't want to hog the spotlight, but she would ask that we stop by the repair first in case it ends up being a long process instead of just a wave of the wand.
It also makes sense considering that it's on floor 5 and everything else is much higher than that. You would literally be going past it.
Repair first.
Okay. You get to the fifth floor, and the first thing you notice when the doors open is the smell of old, really old books.
Achoo. Cox wipes his nose with his sleeve.
If you have allergies, it hits you in the face like a sledgehammer.
I can relate to that on a personal level.
If you don't have allergies, it hits you in the face like a ball peen hammer.
Prestidigitation.
If you have a love of old books, it's kind of like the Looney Tunes flying through the air, wafted by the breeze of something fresh baked.
Yeah, Marwise has just suddenly forgot what she's here for, and she's just kind of smelling the air and walking forward, eyes half closed.
I imagine Kendrick isn't too much different. All right, so... Yeah, I was typing frantically. Okay, it's all good. All right, so... in this particular floor, most of the old books are behind a counter. You do not have access to it. There is a rickety old gnome sitting on a rickety old chair, a high chair, if you will, behind the counter. And he is pored over no fewer than 5 different books that are open in front of him. He's got an ink and quill. He's taking notes on a piece of parchment that is sitting next to all 5 books. And he looks up as the elevator door opens and the lot of you come in.
Hi. I wave at him.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Merwise is going to reach into her bag and pull out her damaged life's work and says, I was hoping I could get this restored to its former state here.
What?
This book has been through better times. First, it got waterlogged, and then some incidents with shape water has left most of its contents unreadable. I was told I could get that reversed here.
The water did the damage first.
Yes, yes, true. The water did most of the damage.
No, you can't eat in here.
All right, I'm going to point at the book, and I'm going to yell, can you fix this?
What? Oh!
Oh, no.
Young lady, that book seems to be in seriously bad condition. Is that seawater? Why in the world would you open a book in the water? You don't take books to the beach. You lock them away where no one gets to read them anymore. Give me that.
I hand it over.
It wasn't necessarily a choice. For rickety old gnome, he's stronger than he looks. He opens it up and looks like a repair has been attempted. He goes and he puts the tip of the quill that he's been using in his mouth. Then he realizes what he did. I think I might be able to repair this. Come back in an hour. It'll be done in an hour.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
And no more reading at the beach.
Okay.
I'll just nod.
Okay. You go back into the elevator. This time there is someone else in the elevator with you on the way up. He is wearing blue robes, has hair that he's wearing a mullet, which is not a hairstyle you see frequently, and he has a impressive handlebar mustache.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's up? Man, you look cool. What are you? Are you like lizards or?
We're kobolds.
Seelie sort of makes a confused gesture with her wings.
Oh, flying lizards! Cool. Is this a fraternity prank? Were you all polymorphed?
No!
Nope.
And if you call me a flying lizard, then I will call soft thing.
Well, that is kind of accurate.
Then I suppose we have another.
He goes and he pokes his stomach, where he has a slightly protruding belly. He pokes it, and it just goes in a little bit, like, yeah, I am kind of soft.
I suppose we have an understanding, then.
I guess soft we thing. Do.
Ironically, I do not think they have an understanding.
No, neither do I.
Okay, and you continue to sit in uncomfortable silence as Girl from Ipanema plays on repeat, going up floor after floor after floor. When you get to floor 70, he goes, Arboretum, this is my stop. Have fun, everyone. Yeah, talking lizards. Weird. And then the elevator doors close.
Good luck, soft.
I didn't catch that.
She said good luck, soft thing.
Oh, okay.
So, worth noting, when the doors open to let this guy out, floor 70 is possibly larger than most floors because that was a full-grown redwood forest that you saw.
I mean, there's our tree.
There's a lot of trees.
Yeah, let's.
I don't know how they got them in here. I mean, a wizard did it.
What floor did we just pass?
A wizard did it, yeah.
70, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yes, this was 70.
It's worth noting that to pick your floor in this elevator, it's not just one button for each floor. It's a keypad, and there's a display that has a lot of room for digits.
So, everyone, just make sure we remember floor 70. That's how we get home.
I'll try.
All right. You get to floor 88. There's a little ding sound, and the doors open, and this floor is what you would normally expect an old-school library to be. There is a reception desk, but otherwise there's a bunch of tables and chairs with little desk lamps, and the majority of the floor is just rows upon rows upon rows upon rows of books that extend all the way up to the ceiling, a good 30 feet in the air.
Do card catalogs or something of that nature exist in this universe?
I'm going to say yes.
Then Marwise presumably will have had a few chances to go into libraries before, even if none this big. So she's going to do her best not to just read every book in front of her, but to try to focus on research. She's going to hit that card catalog and do some searches for TMed and other relevant categories.
Give me an investigation check.
Not her best.
I can help with that if need be.
If Doldane's helping you, roll with advantage. We're going to need the advantage.
Oh no.
Because an 8 isn't going to cut it.
Oh no.
But an 8's going to have to do. Okay, so here's what you discover. That the card catalog system here is maintained by wizards. So if you have the ability to make things like bags of holding, it's another logical step to make a card catalog of holding.
Oh,
you go
no.
to pull the drawer out, and it just extends all the way across the lobby.
Ooh.
It's some impressive CGI, though.
Yeah. It goes off into the distance. You hear someone get hit and fall over and drop a few things. You hear a cat cry out.
Did someone lose their cabbages?
Yes. You know what? Yes. And Zili somehow has inspiration.
I already had inspiration.
Well, spend your inspiration. It'd be useful, because apparently we can't
do
better than 8.
Can I spend my inspiration on giving it to someone else to re-roll?
Yes. Yes, I will allow it.
I always forget that sometimes you can give inspiration to other people.
It does depend on the DM. Because inspiration is very much DM's prerogative. But, yes, I allow it. And we have another 8.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I'm also using my own inspiration.
Both Marwises say they're using inspiration.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to say with
She's so excited about the library she is beside.
Yeah,
I cut that off.
That's a good flavor for why the low rolls. With the 10, yeah. However, that is a threshold number. So I'm going to say that, yes, you do find where the section with books on Tiamat is. So we are going to smash cut to you're all gathered around a table. Gox probably looks incredibly bored, but you've got a pile of books that weigh more than most of you. Let's face it, not Gox. Gox is mostly muscle. And you're pouring through that information.
Yep.
And most of what you find is what you can find if you, say, Googled Tiamat and went to the Forgotten Realms wiki. So there's a lot of background information there. Tiamat and Bahamut are, technically speaking, siblings. Kind of, sort of. They were both born at the same moment from the destruction of a previous dragon god. So that's a thing. Tiamat is kind of, sort of imprisoned in the Nine Hells. There may have been an agreement with Asmodeus, who is the main devil that rules all the Nine Hells. And Tiamat doesn't serve any of the other devil lords. She's sort of in her own hierarchy. She serves Asmodeus because she has to, and the rest of them can just go jump off a cliff for all she cares. Very powerful beings who serve Tiamat when they die, very powerful mortals rather, are often turned into creatures like you fought before. The Abishai. There's 5 different varieties of Abishai, just like there's 5 different colors of evil dragon, and they have traits similar to that of the dragons that they are colored to look like. All this would be incredibly useful information to have known when you first encountered these things. Would anyone else like to do an investigation check to research through these books?
Yes. I'm going to take Gox and go back to the card catalog.
Oh, no, you've got okay. The books. Now you're looking through these particular books.
I would like to as well.
Okay. I'm going to look and see if there's anything that's been recorded about things, contacts like Zeely had with the Mountain Core from a decade ago.
Oh, sure.
Sorry, I had the impression that we could have gotten better books from the card catalog.
Oh, no, you grabbed all the books?
More diverse.
Yeah. A 10 was what was needed to find the books. Now you have the hard part of going through all the books before sunset when these badges apparently explode. But, you know.
I rolled a 20.
I will do some research.
Wow! Natural 20.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Nice.
And 23 for me.
Wow.
And it was a dirty 20 for me.
Marwai's good at recording history, not discovering it.
Okay, so I'm going to go and resolve Zeely's wanderings first because she gave a very specific thing that she was looking for. And yes, it has happened before. Most notably, there was a group of people on Circulus, and there's really only one book that is a translation from some tablets that were discovered where a lone researcher copied everything down into a book before the tablets were destroyed by the Circulian Empire, and then stored this book away before the researchers themselves were destroyed by the Circulian Empire because they're evil, that's what they do. They're not always evil, but it just seems like they tend to pick the most selfish reasons for doing things. Wait, no, that's evil. That is evil. But there was a group of individuals. They didn't all work together. Not by a long shot, that their lives stretched over several centuries and they didn't all align with each other where, like, one died and then maybe two centuries later another one was born. But collectively they were referred to as the 20 because there were exactly 20 of them. There were 5 warlords, 5 wizards, or spellcasters in general. The writing is a little vague in that regard. They could have been warlocks, they could have been sorcerers, you don't know. 5 priests and 5 paladins, all whom were granted boons by Tiamat for their loyal service. Each of them was at first contacted by a servant of Tiamat, and then later as their power grew, they started to commune with Tiamat herself.
I see. Huh.
Now, fortunately, they do not still walk the earth, or Circulus, whatever. Eventually, each of them passed on through one means or another. Some accounts say they ascended. Some said they were put down by an intrepid ragtag band of adventurers, as is often the case when you get evil and powerful enough. A few cases where the ragtag band of adventurers first encountered them when they were level 1, and then they leveled up high enough to take them down in an epic quest. But that was an entire campaign in and of itself. But in each of these cases, other servants of Tiamat did manage to, collect the remains, retrieve the remains, and sort them all in a central temple where they could be venerated for generations to come.
Oh, no.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have 2 other incredibly high rolls.
Before you look at that, do you want to just very quickly look at my background feature? I didn't realize it was going to be this.
I remember reading it. You picked Sage. When you attempt to learn or recall a piece of lore, if you do not know that information, you often know where and from whom you can obtain it. Usually this information comes from a library, scriptorium. That was a word we were looking for in the other campaign. University or sage or other learned person or creature. Your DM may rule that the knowledge you seek is secreted away in an almost inaccessible place or that it simply cannot be found. Unearthing the deepest secrets of the multiverse can require an adventure or even a whole campaign.
So, would I know which book to look in for the information we're looking for?
What information are you looking for? That's my question.
What information are we looking for?
Zeely had a very specific question, and I have answered.
Is there a list of possible temple locations?
That's what I was going to look for, is a map of...
a map or a list here.
A map that just says, hey, here's all the temples? No, unfortunately, Google Maps does not exist in this world, so you can't just queue that up. You are able to, as you scour through the books, find individual entries about temples of Tiamat. There was a main central temple where the location, you already know where that is because you've been there.
In Coomeridge?
The one under the
sea. You know what? Sure. But in this case, they called it Bahamut, and they didn't worship Tiamat. They worshiped Bahamut. For the most part, Tiamat's followers were not great in number, so they tended to not flaunt their religion, because when you come out and say, hey, everyone, I worship an evil being that wants to destroy and subjugate all of us, people tend to put you down. With harsh words and swords.
Look for secret signs and symbols that they might put outside hidden entrances to their places of worship.
Oh yeah, you find those.
Meanwhile, Gox is asleep. He's leaned back in his chair and he's got his hat pushed over his face and he's like, out.
And we have already established that Sox snores.
That Gox snores, yeah.
Well,
no, Sox snores. Gox doesn't.
Oh, is it? I don't remember. Yeah.
They both snore. They're brothers. So, fun fact, I never pressed the buttons when you came back from break.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You can still get it, though.
So, no, because the buttons are pressed in OBS, so it was muted at the source. So, to recap what we just talked about, you found locations of temples, possible temple sites, including the one that you've already kind of sort of destroyed. Two, you found information about a group of individuals called the 20 who were very powerful followers of Tiamat, who you know their bodies are not in the temple anymore because those sarcophagi are empty. So you did put two and two together for that. Three, you found a symbol for Tiamat that is used in various locations because the cultists are not always proclaiming that they're cultists. So they sort of use that to identify themselves to others. Four, you learned that if human beings use more than 10% of their brain, easy cheese is still tasty. Also, human beings use 100% of their brain. So that's how you know this. Five, Gox snores softly enough that none of the library staff have tried to ask you to leave yet. Close to that level, but not quite.
That's because his hat is over his face.
Yes, there's a slight muffling. six, there isn't really an anti-Tiamat potion or something that you can use. Tiamat could theoretically be summoned by gathering lots and lots of treasure. Dragon 101 was the comment that was made in that regard. But defeating Tiamat pretty much has to be done the old-fashioned way if Tiamat happens to be in your world. Every now and then, there are champions at Bahamut that rise up to defeat Tiamat. In the days before the Circulian Empire, this happened without a temple to Bahamut anywhere. They would just step out of the shadows of history, strike down someone really powerful that was worshiping Tiamat, and then just go right back into the same shadows, almost like they were never there to begin with. At this point, the questions that were asked pretty much all seem to have been answered. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, the bit, that was before the break. Sorry.
Yeah, and there was one nice bit that did not get recorded because I didn't press the buttons, and that's a total mistake on my part, was when Zeely is reading about a champion of Bahamut rising up, she looked over at Gox, snoring softly into a hat. The mighty champion of Bahamut is a heavy sleeper.
Yes.
All right. So at this point, Marwise's book is ready to be collected.
All right. Marwise is going to take a deep breath, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and go down to level 5.
Okay. We can say that Marwise goes down by herself while the rest of the party continues to research, or are you going to go down as a group? Either way. I'm in favor of splitting the party, personally. But no reason.
Gox is asleep, so that's what he's doing until something wakes him up.
I've got all the information I needed from these books.
I mean, I feel like we've got everything we need from what we can get in this library.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to say, for the sake of argument, that you have taken notes that you can then copy into a restored book, you hope. So, Marwise, when you and anyone who's accompanying you step out of the elevator onto the fifth floor, you don't see the rickety old gnome there. You see Kevin.
God darn it.
I get that a lot.
All right, did anyone wake up Gox, or is he still sleeping where he was?
If we're all leaving, Marwise would have woken up. Socks.
Okay. Okay, so then I'm with you. So then I'm going to wave at Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. I was told to bring a book here, and then a really old gnome said I was his replacement for a shift. So now I've got to stay here for 8 hours? Does that happen to you too?
No.
Or is that just a me thing?
I've never heard that happen.
I tried to tell him that I was just here to deliver a book.
We were babysitting baby kobolds once for a while, but I don't know if it was 8 hours.
And then we went to the Shadowfell.
Right, yeah. And we met him.
You have a lot of wacky adventures.
Yeah,
but we do.
It tends to happen.
And you probably have at least one adventure per week. Usually on Mondays around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have no idea why I just said that. Anyway,
so you're here with a book?
What? Yeah, there was a book that someone tore, and I was told to take it here. And then I was told by a very old gnome that I was his replacement. And something about how he didn't need to go looking because he worked here. I don't know. I don't think you could hear me very well. Anyway,
that was here before.
What can I do for you? Again?
Did he point to or indicate any recently repaired books that would be picked up soon?
I think Crash needs to make an investigation check for me.
Oh, dear.
Well, he rolled a 12 without any modifiers, so yeah, I do see a pile of repaired books over here ready to be picked up. I hope what I'm saying makes sense to you. Most of the time it doesn't to me.
That's okay. Lots of things don't make sense to me.
Okay, so let's look through this book for Yzma. No, I don't think any of you is in Yzma.
No.
Creepy lizard thing.
I think the lever for delivering that one is over there.
The line for delivering the Yzma book is over there?
Lever.
Oh. Why do we even have that lever? here's a book where the name, where it says name, it just says creepy lizard person. That's kind of rude.
Oh, that's probably us.
Yeah, I don't think the gnome was listening to us, and I don't think it even asked for our names. So,
very rude.
So, may I see that book and make sure it's mine?
He hands it over. It is definitely yours. And Kevin says, I kind of get that. Every time he repairs a book for me, he just puts Airhead for my name. I'm not an Airhead, am I?
Marwise is obliviously hugging the book.
It has a fresh book smell to it. There are, like, there's a few pages where you have slight stains from various encounters with things. You were an adventurer, so, you know, things happen. All of those have also been removed.
Wonderful. I love this place. It's my new favorite place.
Yeah, so anything else I can do for you? I don't want to take up much of your time. Your badges have turned orange. Usually that's a bad thing. Most people with orange badges are running around.
To the trees.
470.
We're gonna go to 470 and find tree. Take us home.
All right. Well, see you next time. Sock says hi.
Oh, well, cool. Then he's okay. All right. Bye.
I guess so.
Kevin.
Okay.
And Zeely starts heading for the elevator at speed.
Okay.
And follow. Mm-hmm.
One might even argue that Zeely's trip to the elevator is not necessarily taken on foot.
Indeed.
Yeah.
When you got the wings.
And hey, there may be a rule about no running in the halls, but there's probably not actually. Wait, this is Wizards. Probably are rules about flying in the halls. But
you thought it was decorative.
Not good, so I don't care.
You thought it was decorative scroll work around the elevator, but in fact, it was a list of things that you were not supposed to be doing.
So, question to the DM.
Yes.
Would I know of a large enough tree to use near either Fiddlepunch's Tower or the farm?
I'm going to say Fiddlepunch's Tower, no, only because there are no trees above bonsai size that grow near Fiddlepunch's Tower.
Yeah.
Near the farm, I'm going to say sure. Farms usually have at least one or two trees that get fairly large in size, usually growing up through the stone rows because no one bothers to take those down.
Okay.
All right. So you step off the elevator on floor 70 after a very harrowing Girl from Ipanema ride, where as you looked at each other's badges, the color orange was slowly shifting to a bit more red-orange. Maybe it's just your imagination. It could just totally be your imagination. But it sounds like Girl from Ipanema was actually playing slower.
Okay, so I walk up to it. I walk up to the largest tree I can see in front of us that I know.
The first forest you step into is a giant redwood forest.
Perfect.
As you look out off in the distance, there are other trees in other areas, but this first section is giant redwood.
Okay. So I turn to the group and say, okay, the bark on this tree is going to split and crack open and a portal will spawn. You need to run through it as quickly as possible.
All right.
As quickly as humanly possible. Do not be surprised. Do not be shocked.
We're not
the second
humans.
It's open, just
no,
go.
No, we're not.
That's a fair
okay.
point. Okay.
Run into the portal.
A lot.
Got it.
I teleport a lot. This will be fine. Yes.
And I put my left hand on the bark of the tree and pull away quick, and you just see the bark start to crack and split and slowly just tear and rips open.
And then it all goes back to normal because somebody casts Counterspell.
Gox growls at them. Considers throwing his badge.
The badge is stuck to you. You can't tear it off.
Oh, can't. Well, yeah.
What the? Why would you cast? Who cast Counterspell? Zulu looks around.
That was
that,
a six.
That blue spell. Guy over there probably cast it.
Hey, could you not? We're trying something.
So, blue
that,
guy.
That blue guy who is holding a dagger that Gox recognizes.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to charge him, and I'm going to hit him with my axe.
You're totally going to do that, I'm sure, next week. Because that's where we're going to end it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Io is already rolling for initiative. They're ready for
right?
this.
Yeah.
But it's also 10:23 on a school night, so I'm not starting combat right now.
Right.
Well, I rolled a 4, so I guess it makes sense I'm going next week.
Inspiration. Definitely inspiration.
I have inspiration.
I thought you spent it.
You gave me another inspiration.
Oh, that's true.
You told me to spend inspiration because you wanted to give me more.
Yes, this is
okay.
true.
So, in short, I cannot use my 7th level spell or we're stuck here till tomorrow.
I thought you were casting a different spell. Your 7th level is Plane Shift.
I wasn't doing Plane Shift. I was doing Transport via Plants.
Yeah, that isn't that 6th level?
Which is a 6th level, yeah. So I cannot use my 7th level spell so I can upcast it.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't give it any benefit.
but it's a spell slot that I can use.
Yeah, I don't see why you have to say you can't use it. I mean, you could totally send this creature to another plane of reality and then wait to see the badges turn red.
Yeah, I'm not using my 7th level spell during this combat. So if I am going to say I'm using something at 7th level, shout at me very loud.
Okay. I'm going to cast Prestidigitation at 7th level and clean up all this mess. Tiamat, go home. 20, go back to your sarcophagi. Think about what you've done. All right. That's been a fun game. I've been joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Chris, Ellie, Io, Jen, Cindy, and even Eric is muted in the channel listening in. Thank you all for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
My mom writes books, and you can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
I do a fortnightly podcast on World of Warcraft and all the games on the Battle.net client. This week we talked about WoW Client, WoW Classic, and all the things that are coming with that. So you can find us at azrothctc.com.
My website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got two podcasts, a bunch of gaming stuff, and a bunch of other stuff. And I update it whenever I can. Put on there is a poem I wrote in anger about something. So it's in there somewhere. And that's bookofjen.net. You can also find me on Twitch at Queen of Haiku.
Come to elekk.xyz in the next 30 minutes if you want a butt kicking.
And I am going to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. It is primarily to help keep the lights on. Keeping everything running at base level costs about $10 a month. Currently, we're making $11 per month in donations from 3 awesome patrons. Some of which are part of the games, even though I told them not to donate for that. Excuse me. Something in my throat there. Yeah, nobody listens to the DM. I say, spend your inspiration. They never do. Well, in any case, thank you to our 3 current patrons, Ellie, Eric, and Alice. If you want to be cool like them, Eric is in Discord chat saying he doesn't care. Yes, I get that. But cool people don't have to care, is what he's saying. If you want to be cool like them, you can donate. Also, future things that not necessarily are future things, but as we continue to get more pledges, if that happens, there's going to be things like more content on the site, might go to posting more than one podcast per week, which would be kind of cool. Blog posts that might be written by somebody who might be in the Discord channel right now, as additional content. These are things that can be funded through your generous donations. So that'd be kind of cool. And everything that we'd be doing is not something where only people who give pledges would have access to it. It'd be something where those people who give pledges unlock these features for everybody because, you know, share the wealth.
We're at $14 a month now.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Dag nabbit.
He wanted to be cool like everybody else.
Thank you, Chris.
You're not my dad. I'll do what I want.
Eventually, it's just I'm going to be living off of the income of everyone paying me to run D&D games. I'm not necessarily opposed to that idea.
It's not necessarily a bad thing if people want to and can, you know.
Yeah. But anyway, pipe dreams aside, thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.